two holdout libraries are not on the same page as the County of Simcoe when it comes delivery of library services. During Tuesday's, August 9, Committee of the Whole meeting, County of Simcoe councillors received an update on the implementation of the county's new Information Library Service, ILS. The new model is replacing the Simcoe County Library Cooperative after County Council voted in April to disband the cooperative. According to the staff report on the matter, the 11 library boards that previously made up the co-op were contacted via letter in June to seek interest from each library in continuing to partner with the county under the new model. As of the August 9 staff report, only Bradford West Gwillimbury and Innisfil had not yet confirmed whether they would be participating. Two of the largest libraries have not signed on, said Bradford West Gwillimbury Deputy Mayor James LeDuc. The issue is, we are the most diverse communities in Simcoe County. The Bradford Board has spoken with county staff and we're still not assured that there's no cost to any library out there. We see that there is some cost. We want those answers before this file is closed, he said. The Simcoe County Library Cooperative was formed in 1948 and served 14 public libraries, 29 branches, by allowing them to share services, resources and funds to pool purchasing power for specific collections or items. In April, County Council voted to dissolve the co-op, and instead move toward the ILS system in an effort to streamline services. At that time, it was estimated the move would save county taxpayers $295,000 annually. Overall, the cost to county taxpayers to operate the ILS is expected to exceed $500,000 annually. The County of Simcoe has said that existing collections of materials owned by the county will be donated to library branches for public access at no cost to the individual municipal branches and will include multilingual collections, which can still be shared between libraries through the Ontario Library Service. The ILS would focus its services on providing software as a service to existing Simcoe County libraries, the June letter stated to library boards, adding the county would assume existing licensing costs and project management costs. In a statement sent to bradfordtoday.ca by Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library Board Chair Jennifer Harrison and Vice Chair and Bradford Cown. Jonathan Scott, the board acknowledged that county staff had met with them to discuss the new system. Many of their responses to our questions actually raised more questions than they answered. We remain in the dark on what exact services the county will still offer through their new system, said Harrison in the statement. Harrison and Scott say their own staff's analysis suggests up to 1,000 patrons could see service impacts due to the switch. They say they dispute the idea that the switch will not result in downloading to local library budgets. It is now apparent that Bradford West Gwillimbury, as the largest urban center, the most diverse municipality and the fastest growing town in the county, will bear the brunt of these county cuts and will either risk services or face increased costs at the local level, wrote Harrison. As part of their statement, Harrison and Scott said Bradford's Library Board will be putting forward resolutions to call upon the county to offer the board their per capita share of the county's library budget as a cash transfer, which they estimate to be between $20,000 and $25,000 per year. As disappointed as we remain in Simcoe County choosing to join other jurisdictions across North America in making such a regressive move against libraries, we believe the idea of a per capita funding transfer is a fair way for the county to mitigate the impacts of their decision on our library system, wrote Harrison. During Tuesday's meeting of County Council, Director of Public Affairs Alan Greenwood acknowledged that the county had met with the Bradford Library Board and had answered all questions that were put forward. In terms of costs, there is not any download or costs being transferred to the municipal libraries, said Greenwood. Municipal libraries are in control of their own budgets. They make determinations on what they wish to spend money on. LeDuc said he didn't believe there wouldn't be associated costs at the municipal level as an outcome of the decision. We beg to differ. There is concern, he said. Deputy Warden and Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan noted that Innisfil hadn't yet signed on because they were waiting on a deputation to their council on the matter, which was slated to take place on Wednesday evening. As of this week, the county says it is looking at an estimated 24-month transition plan for the new model, and is currently recruiting a project manager for the task. The county has said benefits of the new system include upgraded, cloud-based e-services, upgraded library computer software, More direct control over technical challenges with a new IT service desk, government-grade cybersecurity, continued support with regional procurement efforts, the elimination of $50,000 in licensing fees paid to the county by individual branches, and the option for a single electronic library card for patrons to be used in any municipality, should libraries choose that option.